Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Verducci, the MLB Network, Fox Sports, and also Sports Illustrated joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Tom, how you doing?
I am great. Thanks for having me.
No, we're glad you can make it. First of all, give me your outside assessment of what the Brewers have going on right now.
Survival mode, I guess. I actually liked their starting pitching coming into the season, understanding that, you know, Milwaukee's going to run their staff a lot differently than other teams. They're not going to ask 7-8 innings every night from five starting pitchers. They like to mix and match. But I thought they had enough of an inventory of arms to get this done, especially once they got Gio Gonzalez signed. But, you know, some of the guys just haven't worked out, whether it's Burns or Peralta, now Gio and Chacin on the injured list. So it's a little precarious. I still think they have enough starting pitching, but they have to figure out, you know, more than, you know, Davies and a couple of guys. They need a little more consistency. And again, I'm not talking seven innings, but that 5-6 solid innings, you know, once through a rotation. Once they settle on that, I think this team could take off. But hey, listen, this is a team I picked to win again in the NL Central. I'm not surprised where they're at now, and they've done it with, let's face it, a little bit of trouble with starting pitching.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. And the fact that they're sitting right now a game in the top, I guess you count your blessings as to where you're at. You get Travis Shaw back. Jesus Aguilar continues to struggle. Also, Jimmy Nelson's ready to return. So if you're a Brewers fan, you sit here and go, my God, they've had their own share of controversy, and now they're still sitting with the second-best record right now in the National League and atop the National League Central. You just say, this is fantastic, or do you say there's a lot of missed opportunities?
No, I think you sign up on this as something that's fantastic for if you're a Brewers fan. You know, the run differential is not all that great. Not that that's the be-all and end-all this early in the season, but they, as they usually do, they win a lot of close games. They're very comfortable playing close games with the bullpen they have. But you mentioned Aguilar. He's kind of a key for me. I don't think at this point yet, but there may be a point where they decide they need to go get a right-handed stick out in the trade market come July. And again, Aguilar, to me, is such an important part of their lineup because he's not just a slugger. He's a good hitter. You know, you want him up there with a guy on base. He's going to give you a good at-bat and get a hit with two strikes. That at least has been his MO, has been the case this year. So I think you basically have another month here to decide if you're going to get a lot of production from Aguilar. If not, I do think a right-handed bat would add a little more depth to this lineup.
Do you see the Brewers making a trade, being active in the trade market prior to the trade deadline since things have changed this year? Obviously, there is no extended trade deadline with being able to go through waivers and all that kind of stuff. Do you think the Brewers are going to become more active and bolster that bullpen, or do you think there's a bat, or what do you think their future may hold?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't think any of us really know how this is going to play out with the one true universal deadline now, July 31st. A lot of teams could defer some roster building and changes until August. You really got to make those decisions now by the end of July. And some people think that's going to create a more active trade market. I'm actually one of those people who thinks that way. But maybe because you'll have more teams still in the mix in the race at that point, they'll be less willing to move people, and only the few teams that are really hopelessly out of it will put people on the market. So remains to be seen. I think it will be active. I do think Milwaukee will be in the market for a bullpen arm, as most teams are this time of year or July. And it'll be interesting to monitor what happens in the next week or so with Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell. I mean, that's really kind of a market within itself, and I think until that plays out, you won't see a lot of trade talks. You won't hear a lot of trade talks. It'll be interesting to see what happens with those two guys, because I think now that the draft is pretty much behind us, or will be after the next couple of days, that will heat up. And I do expect both of those players to sign in the next week, especially the next 2 weeks.
I was going to say, when the Brewers start to look forward to what they have, I guess, is it just a contender of the Cubs and the Dodgers? Do you think that over in the East that anybody is a real threat right now? I mean, I know that they've had some pretty good success with Philadelphia, but if Bryce Harper ever catches on, look out, because that team will really take off. But is Philadelphia the real deal, or is it strictly the Brewers, the Cubs, and the Dodgers?
I think Philly and Atlanta are very close. I think both those teams are going to wind up in the 90 to 93 win range. So I think that's going to be a good race. I would lean a little bit towards the Phillies, and that race could be decided by whatever team picks up some help. The Braves are definitely one of these teams in the mix for either Keuchel and or Kimbrel. So that could swing the balance of power in that division. But, yeah, the Central to me is it's just so deep. I mean, I don't even want to count out the Cincinnati Reds only because they pitched so well, and I've always thought that they would hit better than they have this year. I mean, right now the whole division is separated by only six games in the loss column. I mean, it's a tough division. Whoever wins this division is really going to earn it within the division, playing all those teams 18, 19 times. So, yeah, I think the class of the league is clearly the L.A. Dodgers. I mean, I was impressed with them at spring training. They've done nothing but convince me that that is probably the deepest roster in baseball. You know, apologies to the Houston Astros, who are just kind of beat up right now, but the Dodgers just have so many ways to beat you. I think they have more ways to beat you than any team in baseball.
Talking with Tom Verducci of MLB Network, Fox Sports, and Sports Illustrated. Let me ask you, how do you like the way the Brewers go about their business via the pitching staff? Because there's a lot of discussion. I was listening to a national discussion last night that said, well, when you go with these openers, it's just simply because you don't have starting pitching and you don't have good pitching, so you turn it over to your bullpen. The Brewers, I remember going back to last year in spring training and David Stearns telling me 400, 374 outs. That's all we got to get. We don't care how we get them. We never thought about starters and relievers and all that kind of stuff. Do you like the way the Brewers go about their business, or is this something like the pundits say that you just don't have starting pitching, so you're trying to figure it out?
I think it's a little of both. I do like what they're doing here. I think this is the way you play the game in today's modern game where, you know, let's face it, there's a lot of power arms out there. And I think to maximize all the arms that you have, the less exposure you give pitchers, I think the better in the course of a game. And listen, if they had, you know, like the Nationals have Scherzer and Strasburg and Corbin, yeah, you're going to run those guys out there and let those horses run that get you into the seventh or eighth inning. The Brewers don't have those pitchers. Maybe someday Brandon Woodruff's going to be that kind of a pitcher, and then he will be treated differently. But I love the way the Brewers run their staff. I got to be honest with you. I think people who are still wedded to the traditional five-man rotation, man, they're wedded to a game that's not being played today. It's just not the way that it is. There's a reason why it's harder to get a hit in today's game than it's been since the DH began in 1973, and that's because of the quality and depth of pitching, and the Brewers maximize how they use their pitchers.
I know going to the American League, I know that the Astros have 41 wins, the Minnesota Twins have 40. It's been a tremendous turnaround for that franchise the last couple of years. But are the Yankees the best team in the American League with their roster when their roster is fully healthy?
Yeah, I'll say this. They have the biggest upside, right? Because you mentioned because their injuries this year, they have played great, winning basically two out of every three games with not just injured players, but injured impact players. So they're going to get healthier. They're going to get better. So, yeah, I think the upside there is tremendous. Their bullpen is just, I mean, it's spectacular. I mean, I think now 31-0, and they had lead after seven innings. They really shortened the game. You know, you could say that they gave you 21 outs instead of 27 because it's pretty much locked down. If you get to the seventh, eighth inning, you're behind the Yankees. I still like the Houston Astros when they're fully healthy just because Verlander and Cole, especially in a postseason scenario, they can win games themselves. The Yankees don't have that kind of a starting pitcher. But you make a good point about all the injuries the Yankees had, how well they've played, and I do expect they're going to be better. I don't buy into this theory that, you know, when Judge and Stanton and Gregorius come back, you know, that will disrupt for the quote-unquote chemistry. No, they're going to get better. It just... They are a very deep team.
Look at me. I like the Boston Red Sox, but the Tampa Bay Rays are exciting. I know that six people go to watch them, but they're an exciting baseball team. I like the fact that they just, it seems like, just like Punxsutawney Phil, once every 3, 4, 5 years, they're going to come out and see their own shadow, and they're going to go, okay, let's go play some baseball. It just seems like they're going to get a resurgence every now and then, and they're back at it again this season.
Yeah, well, they really can pitch and play defense. And the offense actually turned out to be way better than I expected. A big part of that has been Austin Meadows, the guy they picked up in the Archer deal last year with Pittsburgh. And by the way, if the Tampa Bay Rays called me and they were asking about a trade, I would hang up the phone before I made a mistake. Because they seem to win every trade. It's amazing the way they identify undervalued talent. And it just, the look at their roster, whether it's Pham or Meadows or Glasnow, I mean, it's just populated with a lot of guys who they acquired in trades or they signed under the radar as free agents, you know, low-level free agents, obviously, who have really popped for them. They've got a great way of going about playing the game. I think they remind me a little bit of Milwaukee in the way they run their pitching staff. It's pretty much anybody at any time, and they have a great system, if you will. We talk a lot about college football systems and the offenses. The Rays kind of have a system with the way they play baseball, the way they frame pitches, the way they sequence with their starting pitchers and the pitches they throw. And, man, it works. I think that team is legit. I picked them as a wild card team. I don't think they're going to fade. I think people are kind of waiting for that to happen in the second half, but I think this team is legitimately good.
Tom, I appreciate all the time, and thanks so much for joining us for a couple of minutes. We certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon down the road, too, okay?
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Tom Verducci, the MLB Network, Fox Sports, and Sports Illustrated, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.